This sermon was preached by Pastor Naphtali Ogalo at Grace Baptist Church, Eldoret, Kenya.
So I read in your hearing Romans chapter 1, the first 17 verses. I would like us to be receiving God's word in the next Sundays, which will be coming from the book of Romans, and see what God has for us in that. So, kwanza wacha nisome the first 17 verses, so that we are together. Na inasema hivi, Romans chapter 1 from verse 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, verse 5. Through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. Verse 7, to all in Rome who are beloved by God and called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now at last, by God's will, the way may be opened for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish, that is, and that is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith. From first to last, just as it's written, the righteous will live by faith. And so, as I've mentioned, in the next weeks to come, I'll be preaching to you from the book of Romans. This is a great book. It is a book that many people have read or have listened to, and they have been completely changed. Names like, if you know this person, names like Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, he read this book. First of all, he hated it because it showed him that God was going to demand something from him that could never be realized. But as he continued to read it, Mungu alimfunulia ya kwamba hapa kuna tumaini, hapa kuna imani. And he was saved and he was changed and never to be the same again. And many other people would testify that reading the book of Romans has brought a great change in their lives. And now, I want us to look at these 17 verses. What I want us to do is I will introduce this book, show you the introduction of it, and then lengo lake. It's like, what is the theme of this book? And so you'd remember something about the introduction, and then you'll remember something about its purpose or its theme, our lengo. And as we think of the introduction, like any letter in the Bible, any books that were written by various people, mainly by Paul, walikuwa anaanza na greetings. So he would send greetings to the people. He says who he is, and he greets them, and then he tells them what he wants, or what he wanted them to hear. Mstari wa kwanza hadi wa saba, basi anatueleza mambo kadhaa ndani ya kuwasalimu. Na mstari wa kwanza anatueleza who he is, what has happened to him. And this is none other than Paul. When he was converted, he became a servant of Christ. And then he was called to be an apostle. Tukisoma kitabu cha Matendo ya Mitume, the book of Acts, tutagundua ya kwamba mbeleni kabla ya kuokoka kwake, he was against Christianity completely. He was putting Christians to death. He was going all over the place, hunting them down, and then making sure that they were put in prison and some of them were killed. Walakini, God changed him. God saved him. And so in verse 1, he tells us, Paul, now a servant of Christ Jesus. And as a servant, then he tells us, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. So that's the great thing that happened to Paul. To be an apostle, one had to have witnessed the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Kwanza, one had to have walked with the Lord Jesus when he was here on earth. And then we show he witnessed the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul, you'd remember, was not a part of the group of the 12 disciples. Walakini, mwishoe, Yesu Kristo alijitokeza kwa Paulo on his road to Damascus to go and capture Christians and put them to death. Then Christ appeared to him on the road. And therefore, because Christ appeared to him on the road, and his life got changed, he became an apostle. In other words, I want to emphasize this point. An apostle is one who has seen the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul mwenyewe alimuona Christo face to face. Do you know what that tells us, my friends? Wakati huu, hakuna wowote anaweza kuitwa an apostle, truly from the Bible. Now I know there are people even in Eldoret here wanajiita apostles. That is wrong. That is not biblical. They are going against the Bible. Apostles walikuwa wale ambao wametembea na Yesu, and then mwishoe wakaona ya kwamba kwa hakika alifufuka. But Paul became one because Christ met him on the way and changed his life. And now as an apostle, akuna one job to do. And the job he had was to preach the gospel. And if you look at the end of verse 1, it is the gospel of God. So that occupied Paul's life. But then we move on. We may ask ourselves, when you talk of the gospel, ndiyo hata ukiongea injili ya Mungu. Okay, what is the gospel about, we ask. And then the simple answer we get, but it's a loaded answer. The gospel is about God's Son. It's about a promise that God made in the Old Testament. And it is a promise that God is fulfilling. Look at verse 2 and 3. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Verse in Amanisha, the Old Testament. In the Holy Scriptures, verse 3. Regarding his Son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David. Okay, so then we are seeing that this gospel is about someone, about the Son of God. And it's about the Son of God who has a root, who has, you can follow the genealogy of Jesus. And you trace it back all the way through up to David. But how do we know he is truly God's Son? We may ask that question. You know, ukimweleza mtu kuhusu Yesu Kristo, na wakulize, je, unajuaje yeye alikuwa au yeye ni mwana wa Mungu? I mean, what makes him unique? This is the point. Remember this. You can quote this, and you will be completely right. When the Lord Jesus Christ was risen from the dead, then that is a lasting proof. Thibitisho ya mwisho kabisa ya kwamba, kwa hakika, kwa kweli, yeye ni mwana wa Mungu. Look at verse 4. And who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. So the resurrection of Jesus, mnakumbuka, Jumapili uliopita, na ile Jumapili ingine, in fact about 3 Sundays, we were looking at the whole issue of the death of the Lord Jesus and his resurrection. Na tukajiuliza, is it really important that he rose again? How about kama hange kufufuka? See, we would still be here just claiming the Lord Jesus is our Savior and the Lord Jesus brings us to God. I tell you, hatungeweza. Hatungeweza. Kama Kristo hangefufuka, we would be lost. Hatungekuwa na injili kamwe. Lakini, kwa sababu alifufuka, we have a message to give the whole world. Because that proved beyond doubt that he is the very Son of God. And so the message of the gospel is God's Son. The message of the gospel is God's Son. Tukitumia neno gospel, I hope you don't get confused. This vague word gospel, actually it simply means good news. Gospel is good news. Injili, au habari njema. And what is it that makes it good news? We will see along the way, but I want to just jog your mind. It is good news because we who are sinners through God, or God through the Lord Jesus Christ, ametuletea njia ya wokovu. Let's remember that. That is good news. And unless the gospel is good news to you that way, my friend, you are still far from understanding it. In other words, we need to understand that sin is so bad. Dhambi yetu ni mbaya na itatu fanya tuingie motoni. And God is angry with us. But now, through his Son, the Lord Jesus, there is a way through which we can be in fellowship with him. Okay? But then we move on. And I want to introduce this word, which you have heard it. And we even have people called by this name. Grace is a lovely name. Some in the congregation here are called by that name. I have a sister called Grace, and many others we know. But grace is one of those very important words in the Bible. Grace means God treating us kindly in a way that we do not deserve. God treating us in a way that we can never explain. We just stand back and say, God, do I deserve all this? And of course, God will say, no, you don't deserve it. I'm doing it because I have chosen to do it. Grace. Grace is a gift of God which we don't deserve. Look at verse 5. Through him, that is through the Lord Jesus Christ, through him and for his name's sake, we received grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And so Paul really is telling us that grace is for all believers. In other words, no one can ever be saved unless, even in neema ya Mungu. Even in neema ya Mungu, basi utapata wokovu. Otherwise, you will not receive salvation. My friends, it's all of grace. And Paul is telling us, therefore, then, that he was saved by grace, and he was called to be an apostle by grace. If you are a Christian today, if you are saved, you are saved because of grace. You will continue to live your life under God's grace. And therefore, you also should serve God constantly aware of the grace of God. Oh, let's always be reminded of that. It's grace, grace, all of grace. If you just take care of that Bible, it's going to fall. Okay. Now, then we move on and we see something. Yes, we are saved by grace. Do you know something? Even other greater things come into being when we are saved. We belong, when we are saved, we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And though in the world people would hate us, you know, there are some situations. Ukirudi nyumbani, waeleze wazazi au watoto wako au whoever that I was at church, nikasikia injili, na nikaguzwa sana. In fact, nikapata wokovu. God has saved me by his grace. The gospel came upon me powerfully. If you do that, then there are situations where your own parents or your own relatives will cast you out. They will hate you. They will make life very hard for you. But I want to remind you of this, tell you of this, and I hope you hold it firm. When you become a Christian, you turn to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And God the Father has you as one who is truly loved. You become the loved of God. Look with me at verse 6 and 7. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, okay? To all in Rome who were loved by God and called to be saints. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And those two verses then simply tell us, one, wakati tunapata wokovu, tunaingia kwa jamii. Our familia, by Jesus Christ, we belong to him. And then something even wonderful also, that God has such love for us, deep, genuine love for us. In fact, God now calls us saints. Now, recently, if you've been listening to the news, watching news, they were indicating that the previous Pope, Pope John Paul, I don't know which one, was only recently qualified now to be called a saint. And of course, then it was a big celebration for the Catholics. Now we may listen to that and wonder, wow, if that is what it takes to be a saint, I am out, I'll never be a saint. We can react like that. But I want to tell you, that is not biblical. It is not biblical. what they do that someone has had to be so great in the things he did in life, na akufe, bare, and then years later, then people would pray for him, people do various things, and then now he gets to be qualified to be considered a saint. My friends, that's out. Do you know? Biblically speaking, from the Bible, we get this, that all true believers, from the moment they are saved, they become saints. If you are saved this morning, you are a saint. Honestly, if we begin to address one another as St. Julius and St. Charles, that's great, because we are saints before God. A saint means one who has been set apart for God. And when we are saved, we belong to the Lord Jesus. God loves us, and God says, now you're mine. You are set apart for me. Let me ask you, do you feel like a saint? Honestly, do you act as one? Is your life demonstrating that you honestly are beloved of God? That you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? That you're a saint? This is why teaching of God's word is important, my friends. This is why we should hang, as it were, on everything that we are learning from God's word. My friends, this is why I urge you, hang on every word. If you don't know the Bible, you will not grow as a Christian, honestly. You won't. Now, you may sing many choruses. You may say, praise the Lord, many times. You may even pray, crying a lot. We hear that a lot on Sunday mornings in various places. I don't know which churches that comes from. But a lot of crying, which does not explain anything from the Bible. Well, luckily, if you are a true believer, you are a saint, but you better live as a saint. You can't live as a saint if you don't know what God expects of you. Okay, so that seems to have been a long introduction. But then we move on. Having seen the greetings that Paul is giving, we move on to something. Paul, then from verses 8 to 15, and now we're on there. From verse 8 to 15, we see Paul praying for them. And first of all, Paul thanks God for the faith of these believers. And what is exciting to Paul very much is that imani yao inasikika. That everywhere people are talking about the faith of these believers. And that was exciting to Paul. Look at verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. Now, tukumbuke, huu ulikuwa ni wakati hawakuwa na runinga. They didn't have TVs, they didn't have the mobile phones, they didn't even have the long, the old landline phones. They didn't. If you wanted to cross a message from one town to another, you had to have someone anachukua barua au anaenda na kueleza on foot or on camel or on something like that. And yet, the Bible is saying, Paul is saying in this verse ya kwamba, their faith had spread all over the world. If we want even to restrict it, all over the then known world, their faith was reported everywhere. And I ask this, my dear friends, is your faith like that? Is the faith of us in this, our faith in this church, sufficient to be talked about in Eldoret alone? Do people talk about Grace Baptist Church and the love that those believers have, and the joy they have in salvation, and the service they render to one another? My friends, if we are to benefit from God's word, we need to realize that here is a challenge. our faith must stand. Our faith must stand. We live in the day of mobiles, yes? We live in days when traveling is easy. But people in West Indies, have they known enough about the faith in Grace Baptist Church? What are we doing to let neighbors know that we are people who belong to the Lord Jesus, loved by God and called saints? You know, that's challenging. It's challenging, honestly. Well, Paul is thanking God for these believers because their faith is reported all over the world. You know,
we do hope you have been blessed by the sermon you have heard. We want to encourage you to tune in to more of similar messages. We also want to encourage you, if you are able, come and join with us in our worship services at Grace Baptist Church, West Indies, Eldoret, just behind Cogo Flats. Thank you.